Okay, 1.2D4. The inside edge of the crater flickered red with reflected laser light. When you get about half a meter deep, squeeze it up to D2. Roger. It took her exactly 17 minutes, three of them at dispersion 2. I could imagine how tired her shooting arm was. Now, rest for a few minutes. When the bottom of the hole stops glowing, arm the charge and drop it in. Then walk out, understand? You'll have plenty of time.
I understand, Sergeant. Walk out.
She sounded nervous.
Well, you don't often have to tiptoe away from a 20-microton tachyon bomb. We listened to her breathing for a few minutes.
Here goes. Faint slithering sound, the bomb sliding down. Slow and easy now. You've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5.
Her footsteps started out slow and regular. Then, after she started climbing the side, the sounds were less regular, maybe a little frantic. And with 4 minutes to go...
Shit!
A loud scraping noise, then clatters and bumps.
Shit!
What's wrong, Private?
Oh, shit!
Silence.
Shit!
Private, you don't want to get shot. You tell me what's wrong.
Shit, I'm stuck. Fucking rock slide. Shit. Do something. I can't move. Shit, I can't move.
Shut up. How deep?
Can't move my... Shit, my fucking legs. Help me.
Then, goddammit, use your arms. Push. You can move a ton with each hand. 3 minutes. She stopped cussing and started to mumble, in Russian, I guess, a low monotone. She was panting, and you could hear rocks tumbling away.
I'm free.
2 minutes. Go as fast as you can. Cortez's voice was flat, emotionless. At 90 seconds, she appeared, crawling over the rim. Run, girl, you better run. She ran 5 or 6 steps and fell, skidded a few meters and got back up, running. Fell again. Got up again. It looked as though she was going pretty fast, but she had only covered about 30 meters when Cortez said, All right, Bovanovich, get down on your stomach and lie still. 10 seconds, but she didn't hear, or she wanted to get just a little more distance, and she kept running, careless, leaping strides. And at the high point of one leap, there was a flash and a rumble, and something big hit her below the neck, and her headless body spun off end over end through space, trailing a red-black spiral of flash-frozen blood that settled gracefully to the ground, a path of crystal powder that nobody disturbed while we gathered rocks to cover the juiceless thing at the end of it. That night, Cortez didn't lecture us, didn't even show up for night chop. We were all very polite to each other, and nobody was afraid to talk about it. I sacked with Rogers. Everybody sacked with a good friend. But all she wanted to do was cry, and she cried so long and so hard that she got me doing it, too.